The last of the very hot, very dry weather is upon us here today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast, a weekend edition. We've put together a very summer-like stretch of days here this week and even into the past several weeks. The dryness is becoming a big issue, but I've got some changes for you in that space. Let's talk about this forecast first with your Saturday. I'm looking for a mostly sunny sky in a lot of areas here today, well above normal temperatures for sure. After the few hit-and-miss areas of showers that we saw yesterday, we're back to fast drying, high evaporation. There is a monster weather system developing in the plains. By the time we get to sunrise tomorrow morning, rain will be stretching all the way from the central Rockies, central Colorado, all the way to the Illinois-Indiana line. And that's going to be moisture that moves this way eventually. So I'm looking for rain to overspread the Hoosier State for Sunday tomorrow, starting with just general garden variety showers. We pick up thunderstorms overnight Sunday night into Monday morning. We'll take a little bit of a pause. Atmosphere reloads. Another round of showers and thunderstorms overnight Monday night through Tuesday. And finally, by the time we get to early Wednesday morning, we are done with moisture. Over that 2 to 2.5 day stretch, I think we can pencil in here 1/2 to 2 inch rainfall totals fairly easily. And honestly, nearly 100% coverage. I'm saying 90% right now just because there's a chance that a few areas don't quite get to the half inch total. I think everybody gets rain, but it's whether you get a half inch or more that is the question. So that's going to be the story. Second half of next week, we start to dry down again. Got a mix of clouds and sunshine for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Some models are suggesting the low stacks up in eastern parts of Ontario or Quebec and gives us some wraparound backside activity, especially Thursday into Friday. I'm not a big believer in that right now. I don't think it's going to have that kind of circulation. So I'm keeping us dry with clouds and sunshine. We are warm, maybe not as warm as what we've been this past week, but we're still well above normal. So fast drying, I think it allows us to get back into the fields with harvest relatively quickly. Again, given the fact we've been so dry up to this point. So I think there's a harvest window through the second half of next week and next weekend. We go into the week of the 30th. There's a little bit of instability to the north over the Great Lakes, but I'm watching more a massive weather system back in the northern Rockies moving into the northern plains and central plains. That's going to have some significant moisture with it, and I think it heads towards us likely for the first or second. So I think we've got another round of moisture coming. Is it going to be too much? I don't think so. I don't think anybody's going to complain right now, but if we start to compact these windows in between weather systems only to a couple of days, that's when we'll start to hear complaints. So I'm watching that closely as we see this new pattern try and unfold. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
There's something to be said about being early. You get a better place in line, maybe a better seat at the table, and sometimes being early will save you money. Like when you order seed early from Seed Genetics Direct. Place your order for the next growing season with Seed Genetics Direct by November 10th, and you'll save $10 per unit on corn and $2 per unit on soybeans. It's time to leave the nest, early birds, and visit SeedGeneticsDirect.com to order. Value, knowledge, performance. It's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.